back on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz with the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Mitch Fortner is here as well. Let us know what you think about K-State hoops right now. I know people have a lot of thoughts, concerns. Let us know. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. You can also tweet them to the game KMAN or JL Kurtz, myself, on Twitter. We'll have Brad Hill with us in our next segment at 440. K-State baseball coach after the Wildcats take 3 of 4, including a win over top 5 South Carolina last weekend. In fact, that game last Thursday. K-State women have a huge game tonight at Bramlage Coliseum. They entertain the Texas Longhorns. This is not only the last regular season game for the Wildcats before the Big 12 tournament starts this weekend, but also a chance for them to pad their resume with one of the better wins. This would be, I would think, the best win that they've had this year if they're able to get it. That win over Oklahoma was pretty impressive as well last week. But Texas, a team that had won 19 in a row, they're since slumping and have lost 3 straight. It's senior night for a great senior class. I mean, there does seem to be a lot of momentum here in K-State's direction that makes you think they've got a legit chance in this game.
I think they certainly would. And you go back to Saturday, they didn't necessarily play at their optimum level in winning in Lawrence, winning that game 61-54. Truthfully, probably trailed through a pretty sizable majority of the game, but found a way to win despite what they hit, 1 out of 23s.
One out of 20, yeah.
That doesn't happen every night either. But the one thing that is, you said it well with Texas, that is a really good team. They are athletic. I really think they're pretty good. It's hard to fathom that they've lost 3 in a row until you really start to look at it. I mean, Oklahoma, Iowa State, and Baylor, right?
Yep.
That's
so pretty good teams.
Pretty good teams, especially with Oklahoma at Oklahoma. So this will be an intriguing game. I think sometimes coaches worry about senior nights. Now, this particular scenario, most of the festivities around that will follow the game, which I think is probably good. A lot of times it's in pregame, and you wonder where the players' heads are when a game starts. But this is a big one for K-State. This certainly, without question, would help their resume because Texas is 21-7, real good, really good RPI, exceptional strength of schedule.
And as of right now, K-State, I saw today, a 6 seed in bracketology on the women's side, so still within striking distance. You know, if you win this game, going a bit of a run at the Big 12 tournament, I would think that a 4 seed is still somewhat within reach.
Sure.
For this team. They've already accomplished a lot, but that is obviously the significance here at the end of the year. I mean, you want to be playing well and have momentum, all those things, but that's really what I think it boils down to tonight for K-State.
No doubt, and you hope for the best tonight for those seniors. I think about, like everyone would, with Bree Lewis and Kendrick Wiesman in terms of their productivity over the last several years and how solid they've been. But for me, too, I think about Kelly Thompson and some of the things that she's been through with a couple of knee surgeries, major knee surgeries. So, you know, Jessica Schiebel is a really solid backup, gives you quality minutes. Eric Young, like Kelly, has really struggled to be healthy in her career, but a terrific young lady. And so this is a real good class, and I think one that would tell you they're pretty good buds. That's a pretty tight group.
Yeah, the seniors, yeah. Bree Lewis, Kendrick Wiesman, Jessica Schiebel, Kelly Thompson, Erica Young, they've won 70 games the last 4 years. Obviously, they've been a huge part of the start of the Jeff Mitty era here the last 3. So, you know, I think he's probably got a – I don't want to speak for him, but probably has a unique connection with this group because of all that.
Well, he had mentioned in a little press gathering last week prior to their game in Lawrence, and then – And they did a little presser there and asked about senior night because of the Saturday-Monday turnaround. And he said that what he appreciated was from day one, they've been a group that has come in, listened, tried to do it his way, you know, totally buying in and all of those kind of things. And as a coach, you can't ask for any more than that. You know what I mean? I think he even said, and again, like you, I'm paraphrasing here, I think he just basically said, I really appreciate what they have done for us in the 3 years that I've been here. Because sometimes it's not as easy to buy in
yeah.
as you might think. Things are different. Things are way different. And it sometimes is easier to take the low road as opposed to the high. But these young ladies decided to follow, and I think he's very appreciative of that.
Well, just what an inside-outside combo on the floor. Kendra Wiesman and Bree Lewis have been, you know, and everything that they've done to get the program moving in the right direction from that NIT berth the first season and picking up a game there to last year winning a game in the NCAA tournament, and this year a better season in the Big 12. It's the first 20-win season since 2011-2012, and the most conference games that they've won with 11 as of right now since 07-08.
Yeah.
That was when they won the Big 12 title.
So they've accomplished a lot, and I think, again, I'll mention this, I think this is a group that has been through a lot, and they are proud of what they have done to this point. And if they have a good run in them here through the end of the regular season and the postseason, I think they're going to walk away. They will anyway, but it'll really be something special if they do something nice in postseason. You know, they were probably, and we've said this at the beginning of this season, they were probably a year ahead of themselves, probably, with winning a tournament game a year ago. Tough to win too. let's see if they could do something like that, and then I think they're always going to look at it like we kind of got the thing back to where everybody wants it to be, and I can understand that.
No doubt about that. 7 o'clock to tip off tonight, 6:30 for pregame, K-State and Texas at Bramblage Coliseum. Get out there and last chance to see Bree Lewis and Kierdard Wiesman potentially in Bramblage Coliseum. I guess we do hope that there's going to be NCAA tournament games played there as well for the Wildcats. We'll have plenty of time to discuss the men's basketball situation. Tweet your questions or comments to the game KMAN. Even got a question or two about spring football, so you can certainly lob that our way as well. Did see something cool about Bill Snyder today that I'll share with you later on in the show. But when we come back, Brad Hill, the K-State baseball coach, on with us. The Wildcats off to a 6-2 start. We'll ask him what's behind the Wildcats' success early here. This is Wildcat Insiders.